knowing reinforcements wouldn't be far behind. He raced down the hall and burst through the door at the end, coming face to face with Darth Carrad and her two apprentices. They were standing in a large circular chamber, his former Padawan in the center, a male human on her right, and a female pure-blooded Sith on her left. Behind Carrad, he could see a large crystal sphere, and on the side wall, he saw a small control console. Otherwise, the room was empty. All three of his adversaries wore black armor and sported the fierce facial tattoos so common in those who followed the dark side. Their lightsabers were drawn and ready, the shimmering blades casting a crimson glow over the dimly lit room. Clearly, they were expecting him, though whether they had sensed his presence through the Force or had simply been warned by the guards outside, he couldn't say.
"I knew you would come for me one day, Nost Dharal,"
Carrad said, her lips curling into a smile of anticipation.
"But even you should know better than to challenge me here on my own ship."
"A Jedi pursues the dark side, no matter where it tries to hide," he answered.
"Noble and foolish as ever,"
she mocked.
"You have no idea of how powerful I've become. Malgus showed me the true power,"
she said, her voice slowly rising with each word.
"He led me down the path to greatness. He revealed the secrets you dared not face. He taught me to embrace all things that Jedi fear,"
she shouted, her voice echoing off the circular chamber's walls.
"Now I will use them to destroy you and every follower you have brought onto my ship."
"I have come alone,"
Nost Dharal replied, remaining calm in the face of her growing anger.
"It was my decision to send you to Darth Malgus. I started you on this path. No one else is to blame."
"How quaint,"
she said with a sneer.
"I thought you'd led a strike team here to kill me, but you just want to save your Padawan from the perils of the dark side."
"I will purge the galaxy of the evil I unleashed upon it,"
he said, his voice betraying nothing beyond firm resolution.
"Whether this ends in redemption or death is your decision, not mine."
Carrad casually twirled her lightsaber, carving long, lazy circles in the air as her apprentices fanned out to either side, slowly moving into position to flank the Jedi.
"I heard tales of your great prowess in battle while I was on Tython,"
she told him.
"But during all my years as a Padawan, I never saw any evidence of it. I'm curious to see how badly your reputation has been exaggerated."
Nost Dharal sensed Imperial reinforcements drawing near. Spinning back to the door behind him, he thrust his lightsaber into the access panel on the wall, sending up a shower of sparks as he fried the circuits, sealing the door so nobody else could enter the room. He wheeled back to face Carrad and her apprentices and slowly circled to his left, keeping his back against the wall as he tried to gauge the strength of his opponents.
"You've given yourself over to the Ascendant Spear,"
Nost Dharal warned his former Padawan, holding his own weapon steady in front of him, two hands on the hilt in a classic defensive posture.
"It has consumed your thoughts and training. In learning to master this ship, your other skills have atrophied."
"That is why I don't intend to face you alone,"
Carrad said. A slight nod of the Falling's head sent her apprentices rushing forward, and Master Nost Dharal braced to meet their charge.